SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities say everyone aboard an American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. is feared dead. At a news conference, American Airlines CEO Robert Isom says the plane was on a normal approach.
And at this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft. Flight 5342, a CRJ-700, was under the command of four crew members. They carried 60 passengers, as you know, for a total of 64 people on board.
The body of the plane was found upside down in three sections in waist-deep water. The wreckage of the helicopter was also found. President Trump's nominee to be the nation's top spy chief faced a volley of combative questions from Democrats at her nomination hearing Thursday. Tulsi Gabbard says she's not a puppet.
Those who oppose my nomination imply that I am loyal to something or someone other than God, my own conscience, and the Constitution of the United States. Accusing me of being Trump's puppet, Putin's puppet, Assad's puppet, a guru's puppet, Modi's puppet, not recognizing the absurdity of simultaneously being the puppet of five different puppet masters.
Meanwhile, Kash Patel, President Trump's pick to lead the FBI, is insisting to deeply skeptical Democrats that he does not have an enemies list and that the Bureau under his leadership would not seek retribution against the president's adversaries or launch politically motivated investigations. The reassurances were aimed at blunting a persistent line of attack from Democrats. On Wall Street, the Dow by 168 points today. This is SRN News. A hard-fought victory for a pair of pro-lifers.
The state of California has dropped its case against David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt after they used undercover videos to reveal Planned Parenthood's trafficking in the body parts of aborted babies. The two defendants, who work for the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress, have been in court for 10 years as the state tried to punish them for making the recordings. Dalyden says, quote, "Taking this case off the board will allow me to focus fully on our investigative reporting." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is investigating Denver public schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' restroom on the second floor of East High School into an all-gender restroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for male students. The probe into the bathroom at East High School marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Biden, which sought to promote transgenderism in the schools. This is SRN News. Lawmakers representing victims of a deadly Hawaii wildfire have reached a last-minute deal.
This will avert a trial to determine how to split a $4 billion settlement. It means victims and survivors will not have to testify, reliving in court details of that massive inferno in Lahaina that killed more than 100 people, destroyed thousands of properties, and caused an estimated $5.5 billion worth of damage. Lawyers expected to file court documents detailing the agreement in a week. John Scott reporting.
A small Oregon city is facing a fresh lawsuit over its homeless camping rules. Disability Rights Oregon sued Grants Pass on Thursday. The city is the heart of a major U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year that allowed cities across the country to enforce camping bans. Grants Pass has banned camping on all city property. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.